Today, by the grace of God, I would like to expound to you the meaning of the sign of Jonah.
今天神的恩典，我想同大家研究约拿的意。
We read from Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 to 42.
我们读马太第十二章第38节。
Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 to 42. I ask our brother Scotty to read it, and I hope that everyone will follow very carefully what the Lord Jesus is saying to us here.
马太福音第十二章第38节至到42节，圣经系咁话：当时有几个文士和法利赛人对耶稣说，夫子。 我们愿意你，整个神迹给我们看。耶稣回答说：一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样，三日三夜在地里求。当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来，定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的，就悔改了。 看啊，在哪里有一人比约拿更大？当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这世代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧。看啊，在哪里有一人比所罗门更大？是。
In the Chinese, we have translation of 神迹, that is a miracle. Of course, the English, we have the word sign.
在中文圣经那里，我哋睇到个翻译系翻译成神迹，但喺英文嗰度咧，即系翻译做系一个记号。
Now, the word in the original is a sign, not a miracle. The word for miracle is a different word. 神迹, of course, means miracle.
喺原文嗰度，只不过系一个记号，而唔系神迹。
Now, this is very important for us to understand. We are talking about the sign of Jonah, the Jonah
的这个记号啊，呢个系我哋非常之重要要认识到嘅，就系我哋要讲嘅就系关于约拿嘅记号。
And we are not talking about the miracle of Jonah. We are talking specifically. Of course, miracles were also signs.
我哋唔系讲关于约拿嘅神迹，当然咧系神迹亦都系另外一个嘅记号。
But obviously, the translator in the Chinese Bible couldn't think of how best to translate sign, and it is admittedly difficult to translate.
當然啦，喺翻譯呢個中文聖經嘅人咧，係唔識得點樣翻譯呢個記號，而實際上亦都係幾難翻譯嘅。
Now I'd also like to read the parallel passage to Matthew chapter 12, which is in Luke chapter 11, verse 29.
我亦都想同大家讀喺從呢一段經文係平行嘅經文嚟記載喺路加福音。
Luke chapter 11, verse 29 to 32.
路加福音第十一章29节到32节。
And I ask our brother Scotty again to read these few verses to us. Luke chapter 11, verse
29-32。路加福音第十一章29至到32节，圣经系咁话：当众人聚集的时候，耶稣开讲说：这世代是一个邪恶的世代，他们求看神迹，除了约拿的神迹以外。 再没有神迹给他们看，约拿怎样为尼尼微人成了神迹，人子也照样为这世代的人成了神迹。当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这世代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧话。看啊，在这里有一人比所罗门王更大。
Here again we see that Jonah is said to become a miracle, which is quite a remarkable statement to make. It's not untrue, but it is a... In fact, what it is saying here is that Jonah becomes a sign, that is a 记号 for the people of Nineveh to see.
在这里所记载到的就是说，这个约拿成为一个神迹，但是在实际上来说，它只不过是成为了一个迹象给我们看到。Yes.
So that what we see here is... What it means by a sign in the Bible is something that you are able to see.
在圣经里面，一个迹象系咩个意思咧？就话呢个迹象能够俾我哋睇到嘅。
And it's not only for you to see, but it conveys a message to you. And the sign is to bring God's message by means of this sign to you. But it always refers to a sign that can be seen with your eyes. For example, in Luke chapter 2, verse 12, where you remember the Christmas story, it tells us there, and this shall be the sign to you. It's not the miracle to you. The sign shall be that the baby is wrapped in swaddling clothes, baby's clothes.
好像在路加福音第二章那裡提到,這個就是一個異象,這個跡象可以給你們看到,就是這個嬰孩包著布,在馬槽裡面。And
so the shepherds would know when they see the sign, when they see this baby wrapped in this special type of swaddling clothes, that this would be the Savior.
所以當那些牧羊人,當他看到這個嬰孩被布包著,
他就認識到這個, Again in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 48, we see the word sign in the bad sense, where Judas said to the betrayers, I will give you a sign, I will kiss him on the face, and then you know he is the one you have to arrest. Now of course, when he says, I give you a sign, he doesn't mean I'm giving you a miracle. He's giving you a 记号, to know that this is the one you have to arrest.
更加在馬太福音第26章那裡提到一個, 壞的記號就是猶大他和法利賽人說大祭司說他給他一個記號就是去問耶穌當他在他面前問他的時候就知道這個就是耶穌了。Now
here we find that the scribes, that is the Bible scholars, the theologians of that day, the Jewish theologians and the Pharisees, they said to Jesus, give us a sign that we can see. And Jesus says to them, to this evil and adulterous generation, no sign will be given except the sign of Jonah.
耶稣怎样回答他呢? 邪惡淫亂的世代裏面,除了是約拿的記號之外,是再沒有其他記號給他們。Now
when the Lord Jesus says, this generation, which generation is he talking to? Is he talking to the generation that lived in that day?
當耶穌基督說,這個世代,他那個世代是誰的世代呢?
Does it mean then that only that generation would receive the sign of Jonah and that future generations receive no signs?
是不是說就是那時的世代才能夠接受到約拿那個的意象,那個的展示,而現在這個世代就接不到呢? Shall
we say then that, that somehow only that generation is evil and adulterous and that the generations after that are not evil and adulterous?
或者是不是我們說只是當時的世代才是淫亂,才是邪惡,而以後的世代就不是呢?
So that only that generation is called evil and adulterous. Again, here we need to understand the words of the Lord Jesus. We need to understand that the word generation, as the Lord Jesus uses it, is not, does not mean generation in the English sense of the word.
我們要明白到就是耶穌基督在這裡所提到的世代,不是那個世代,好像在英文的意義裡面。In
the English sense, generation generally refers to a particular group of people belonging to that same period of time, roughly say about 30 years or 40 years.
在英文的意思就是這個世代就表示從一班的人在同一個年代裡面的特別的一代的人,好像或者30年或者大概30年那麼久。
Curiously enough, the biblical use of the word generation is very close to the Chinese one.
很奇怪的就是,在聖經裡面所用的世代,和我們中國人所用的世代的意思是有些相同。
You see, the word Chinese expression 世代,世界的一代, it refers to a period of time.
我們看看中文的意思裡面說世代,就是世界的一代,就是表示到
It does not necessarily limit it to, as in the English sense, of a generation of 30 years.
而咧唔係好似英文嘅意思咁樣，係只係一段嘅一個規定嘅時間裏邊有幾多年日嘅規定嘅時間。
So that here we find that the Chinese is again more accurate than the English as a translation.
所以喺呢度我哋就會發現到中文嘅翻譯咧係比較準確一啲。
The Chinese meaning is a period of time in the world， 世界的一代 ，a period of time in this world。
喺中文嘅意思就話喺世界上面嘅一段嘅時間嘅世代。
By a 世代 you can refer to a whole age, a period, a very considerable long period of time.
喺中文嘅世代咧，你可以咧表示到一個好長好長嘅年日。
And so this is quite the same sense as is meant by both by the Hebrew and by the way the Lord Jesus uses it.
所以喺同樣嘅希伯來文同埋呢個耶穌基督所用嘅意思咧，都係一樣。
It refers to this period, this age, this age in which we live, the 世界的现一代 this present age in which we live.
它在这里是代表到现在这个世代，我们在这里居住的这个世代。
This means the whole period of time in which this world, this, it covers, let us say, the whole period of time, which is called now, that is the 2000 year period, or any, for that matter, this particular period of time in the history of God.
他的意思就是指示到这个特别这段的时间呢，就是在神的 年代的里面，在这个2000年的里面。
One could speak therefore of the Old Testament 世代, the whole, covering the entire Old Testament period.
所以我们又都可以说这个旧约的世代，这个全部呢是遮盖了整个旧约的时间。
That is, I mean now in the Hebrew sense, rather than specifically in the Chinese sense.
所以这个是指在这个希伯来文的意思，而不是在中国人文的意思。
That is why the word generation came to refer to a whole class of people with no reference to any length of time.
所以这个世代呢是表示到全一代的人而呢是没有时间的关系在这里。
So that we find, for example, in the Old Testament that it speaks about the generation of the righteous.
所以在旧约那里我们发现到他说有这个正义人的世代。
For you see that in Psalm 14 verse 5, it speaks about the generation of the righteous. That means the whole class of people who are described as righteous.
在诗篇那里诗篇十三章那里
十四章
那里提到这个正义人的世代，这整一班人那些是属于正义的。
And then it speaks also by contrast of the generation of the wicked, that is the whole class of people who are wicked.
另外是罪恶人的世代，就表示那一班人在这个世代里面都完全是罪恶的。
Now here we begin to see that when the Lord Jesus says this generation, he is not only referring to the Jews that he is talking to, otherwise where will the others ever have a sign?
所以在这里我们看耶稣基督所指的话，这个世代并不是只是指当时的犹太人那个世代，而是呢只是全国的以后的人都是连在一起。
The question then, is the sign only for those people standing in front of Jesus, or is the sign of Jonah for all this present age?
是不是那个象征是只是给其他当时的世代看呢，要是给以后的人都能够看到呢？
If the sign is only for that group of people, then it seems that this evil, that particular evil and adulterous generation, especially being favored, and future generations are to have no sign at all.
如果那个迹象只是给当时的世代看到呢，就是表示到当时那些人是得到一些好处，而以后的世代就不得到了。
But now when we understand the meaning of the words of the Lord Jesus accurately, we begin to see that this sign of Jonah stands for this entire age, this present age.Period of time.
所以在这里我们看到那个进国 的解法，就认识到呢，就约拿那个的迹象呢，就是比历代以来都能够看到，不是只是当时的时间。
But now the question is, what really is the sign?
现在我们看看就是究竟那个的迹象是什么呢？
Is the sign, as it's, what it says here in Luke chapter 11 and verse 30, that Jonah is the sign?
在路加福音那里说那个约拿呢就是那个迹象了。
Jonah was the sign to the people of Nineveh.
约拿呢就是那个
Nineveh 成为 Nineveh 人。
约拿呢就是那个尼尼人城的迹象。
And so that in this present age, the Son of Man is the sign to us.
所以在现在这个世代里面，耶稣基督的迹象就是我们的迹象。
The question though is, how is Jesus, as Son of Man, a sign to us?
但是问题就是为什么耶稣基督人子是成为我们的迹象呢？
We saw that a sign must be something that we can see.
我们要认识到一个迹象就是我们要能够看到的。
It's not just a message. You might as well say it's a message rather than a sign. But a message is something you don't see, you hear. A sign is something that you see.
不是一篇的道理，一篇的道理，我们能够看到，但是一个迹象的时候，我们能够用我们的肉眼能够见到的。
What then is the sign?
迹象是什么呢?
You see, if Jesus is the sign to this age, but we don't see Jesus.
你说耶稣基督就是现在这个世代的迹象，但我们见不到耶稣基督啊。
Or if you look at Matthew chapter 12, and we read there in verse 40, that as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
或者我睇下喺马太福音第十二章嗰度，佢讲到，若拿喺嗰个鱼腹嘅里边有三日三夜，咁咧就系人子咧亦都系一样，会喺地里边有三日三夜。
And there is here a clear reference to the resurrection. That Jesus will be buried for 3 days and three nights, and then he will rise again from the dead. But the question is, how can the resurrection be a sign to us? Because we do not see the resurrection.
但问题就是这个复活怎可以成为我们一个迹象，一个告示呢？假如我们都见不到这个耶稣基督的复活，
How can the resurrection of Jesus be a sign?
这个复活怎可以成为一个迹象呢？
It could be a message, but it can hardly be a sign.
可以成为一个一篇的道理，但很难讲话成为一个迹象啊。
So we are still in the dark as to what is the sign of Jonah and what is the sign of the Son of Man. It shows that when you study the Word of God, how superficially many people study it. They say, oh yes, the sign is simply the resurrection of Jesus. But then tell me, how is the resurrection going to serve as a sign? If a miracle is performed that you can see, then that miracle can serve as a sign.
假如一个神迹是做到给我们能够看到的，那我们可以承认那个神迹是一个迹象，给我们能够见到。But
who has seen the resurrection?
但谁见到那个复活呢？
How then can the resurrection be a sign?
那么怎样那个复活怎可以成为一个迹象给我们见呢？
Moreover, if the resurrection is a sign, then the Lord Jesus gave that sign before.
更加另外一方面的就是，假如复活是一个迹象，那么耶稣基督是给过那个迹象。
You remember in John chapter 11, the Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead in front of the eyes of not only his family, but all those people who were standing there, the whole crowd of people. So that if the resurrection power is a sign, then he has already given that sign in front of all these people.
所以假如这个复活是一个能力的表现的话，佢能力的迹象话，咁佢已经俾这个复活嘅能力俾人哋见过啦。On
another occasion, he raised the daughter of Jairus, you remember? And again, we saw that these people were able to see that sign.
喺另外一次嘅，佢叫耶鲁嘅女儿复活过嚟，咁再一次就睇到其他嘅人都见到复活嘅能力。
On a third occasion, he raised from the dead the widow's daughter at Nain. And again, the whole crowd was there. He stopped the funeral procession and he raised this man up from the dead in front of the whole crowd. So they had already seen the sign of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection that Jesus had.
復活嘅能力、復活嘅跡象。
But as for Jesus' own resurrection, they were not there to see it. He's not talking about the disciples. He's talking about this evil generation, those who did not believe in him.
但係咧，關於耶穌基督嘅復活嘅跡象咧，佢哋咧就冇機會睇到。呢個佢哋係知咩咧？就係嗰個邪惡淫亂嘅世代，呢啲人係就見唔到啦。
So that even if the disciples saw Jesus after his resurrection, as they indeed did, this evil and adulterous generation didn't see it.
所以就算耶穌基督嘅門徒，當佢哋係能夠見到耶穌基督嘅復活，佢復活之後見到耶穌基督，當然佢哋係見到啦。但係咧，呢啲淫亂同埋邪惡嘅世代呢啲人咧就見唔到啦。
Again, remember he was talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. He said, "You, I will give you the sign," but they never saw the resurrection.
再次嘅就係佢對嗰啲文士同埋法利賽人話：佢你哋呢啲人，我要俾你一個嘅跡象俾你睇到，但係咧，佢哋其實係睇唔到。
So that what seemed at first to be a very simple way to say, well, the sign would be the resurrection of Christ, turns out to be not the case at all.
所以喺開始嘅時候，我哋話好簡單嘅睇到話嗰個跡象咧，就係咧關於咧耶穌基督嘅復活，但係其實咧就唔係啦。
For what the unbelievers, what this evil and adulterous generation do not see, cannot be a sign to them.
原因就係嗰啲邪惡同埋淫亂嘅呢啲嘅人，佢唔嘅世代，佢哋唔能夠見到嘅，就唔係呢個現象，唔係呢個跡象啦。
How then are we to understand this wonderful sign that Jesus is going to give?
咁我哋點樣能夠明白呢個咁奇妙嘅跡象，係耶穌基督俾我哋咁奇妙嘅跡象咧？
He said this. The comparison would be with Jonah.
佢講到咧，嗰個比例咧就好似同約拿一樣。
Let us think then for a moment about Jonah.
咁我哋用少少嘅時間嚟思想到約拿。
The point that as soon as we compare the Lord Jesus with Jonah, we seem to be comparing black with white.
當我哋一開始嚟到用耶穌基督同約拿嚟到比較嘅時候，我哋睇到好似同黑與白嘅比較一樣。
Jonah was a prophet in the Old Testament who was running away from God when he was cast into the sea.
約拿咧係一個舊約裏邊嘅先知啦，佢咧係違背神，佢逃走神嘅命令以後咧佢係被掉落去海嗰度。
And even after his amazing experience of being in the belly of the fish for 3 days and then being saved,
就算系经过咗佢咁奇妙嘅经历，就系咧喺呢个鱼嘅鱼肚里边经过三日，依然系得到拯救。
We find that when he went to preach in Nineveh and the people of Nineveh repented, was he happy? No, he was grumbling about this.
然后我哋睇到佢去尼尼微城嗰度去讲神。去宣布尼尼微城嘅人有罪，要佢哋悔改嘅时候，嗰啲尼尼微人系佢哋悔改嘅时候，佢哋系咪呢个约拿系咪欢喜咧？唔系啊，佢反为咧系嬲怒。
You say what's the comparison between Jonah and Jesus？
咁你就话约拿同耶稣基督有乜可以比较嘅咧
？How is Jonah going to serve as a sign？
约拿点可以成为一个嘅迹象俾我哋睇到咧
？And in what sense is Jesus going to serve as a sign？ The Son of Man going to serve as a sign？
有另一方面，耶稣基督点可以成为一个迹象？呢个人子点可以成为一个迹象咧
？Yeah, you'll say, well, we are not talking about the first and the last part of Jonah。
咁你就话系啦，我哋唔系话讲关于约拿嘅开始同埋佢嘅后尾嘅一段。
We are only going to talk about those 3 days he is in the belly of the fish。
我哋只系要提到咧，佢关于喺鱼肚里边嘅三日嘅事。
But the point is, it doesn't say that Jonah was a sign when he was in the belly of the fish. It says he was a sign when he went to the people of Nineveh, and it was to them that he was a sign.
但實際上面佢冇講話佢嗰個係一個佢喺魚肚嗰三日嗰度就係一個跡象，而實際上咧就係佢要去尼尼微人嗰度嗰個就係一個跡象。
You said this is getting too hard for me to solve this problem.
你話呢個係幾咁困難俾我哋到解決嘅一個問題啦。
What I thought was so easy at first, the more you talk about it, the more difficult it seems to understand.
你起初我以為好簡單，但係咧你越講咧就越令我難以明白啦。
I want to show you by this process how superficial is the understanding of people concerning the amazing and wonderful teaching of Jesus.
喺呢度我可以同你表現到。好多人佢研究聖經係幾咁嘅表面化，唔能夠認識到耶穌基督嘅教訓係幾咁嘅寶貴。
They promptly imagine they have understood when they haven't understood at all。
佢咧好即刻嘅認為自己已經明白到，其實實際上面佢一啲都唔明白。
The more I study the teaching of the Lord Jesus, the more I am amazed at his teaching。
我越发嚟到研究神嘅耶稣基督嘅教导嘅时候，我越加咧觉得耶稣基督嘅教导系几咁奇妙。
There is nothing like it in the world。
喺呢个世界上面咧，再冇其他能够系及得上。
I was yesterday, the more I meditated in the Word of God, the more excited I got. And my wife couldn't understand why I was so excited. She hoped I would share something with her, except that that was about 3 o'clock, 3, half past 3 in the morning. So that was a little bit difficult to start on the exposition then. You know, sometimes I get so excited in the Word of God that I just can't sleep and I work right till daybreak. In fact, as it happened this morning. So that I find that when people say they have difficulty to get themselves to study the Bible, I'm not quite sure I know what they mean. For me, I just can't stop. But I have one big problem. Is how to get the message across so that people can understand it. Because I fear sometimes it's easier to understand than to help other people to understand. Let us then think again about what is this sign of Jonah. Now, we can only touch on a very small portion of the meaning that is here. Let us notice then that Jonah became a sign to Nineveh only after he was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish. And he would become a sign to Nineveh not only after that event, but because of that event. Now when we study Luke chapter 11 carefully, we see that Jesus did not say, my resurrection will be a sign to this generation, but the Son of Man will be a sign to this generation.
人子就是成为一个迹象。
And he would become a sign to this generation, that is to you and to me, to everybody from that day to this. He would become a sign to us in virtue of his death and resurrection.
他会成为我们的迹象，就是从那时直到现在，我们用每一个，他成为一个迹象，就是因为他是死里复活的缘故。
And only after his death and resurrection, just as Jonah became a sign after that event, so Jesus becomes a sign to us after the resurrection. Now, if you are thinking fast, you say after the resurrection. But after the resurrection, this generation didn't see Jesus at all. At least before his death and his resurrection, the scribes and Pharisees and this generation as a whole could see him. But after his death and resurrection, the Pharisees and scribes would never see him again. In fact, that's what Jesus said to his disciples. The world will see me no more, but you will see me. So how could he be a sign to this generation? We are still at the question.
So how could he be a sign to this generation?
The answer is to understand what Jesus means by this term, 人子, the Son of Man.
答案就是要明白人子的意思是什么。
You need to notice, he didn't just say, I will be a sign. He says, 人子, the Son of Man will be a sign.
我要留意到他没有说我一个意象，就是说是人子成为这个迹象。
To understand the teaching of the Lord Jesus, you have to be absolutely accurate. With scientific precision, you have to come to his words. Otherwise, you're going to go wrong somewhere along the line.
要明白神的话语，我们要很严格地研究，好像科学性的准确来研究到神的话语来解释，不然的话，我们就会解错。
You have to notice exactly what Jesus said, and not just assume that he said something he didn't say.
我们要很确切地知道耶稣基督讲的什么，而不是假设他讲什么。
Now, Son of Man is a title of the Lord Jesus that comes from Daniel chapter 7.
人子就是耶稣的一个名头，在但以理书所提到的。
And when you study Daniel chapter 7, you will notice that the Son of Man is a very remarkable and unusual title.
当你查考但以理书第七章的时候，讲到人子的话，这个名衔是一个非常奇怪、非常奇特的一个名衔。
Because sometimes when you read Son of Man in Daniel, it seems to refer to one person. It does refer to one person. But as you read on, you suddenly find it refers also to more than one person. By this time, you'll probably be scratching your head and saying, is this referring to one person or to many people?
在那时候你就会想一下，究竟想想究竟他是只是指一个人，或者指好多人。
But that is exactly where the mystery is.
在这里就是那个奇怪的地方在这里。
Does the vine refer to one person or to many persons in John chapter 15?
在约翰第十五章那里所指的葡萄树是指是一个人呢，有好多个人呢？
The vine is both one person, Jesus, and all the church together.
那个葡萄是指耶稣基督一个人，同样呢，又是指所有的教会在埋一齐。
We are the, Jesus is the vine, but we are also the vine. We are the branches of that vine.
耶稣基督就是那个葡萄树，但我们呢，就是，我们亦都是那个葡萄树的一部分，我们是那个葡萄的枝子。
You see, the vine is both one person and it is also the whole church.
所以我们看到那个葡萄树就是一个人，又同样指到整个教会。
The Son of Man is also one person and it is also the whole church.
人只是一个人，又是整个的教会。
And this is what the Apostle Paul is trying to express to us when he says that Jesus is present in the world today. How? In his body. We are that body.
所以这个就是使徒保罗所同我睇到嘅就系耶稣基督喺呢个时代嘅里边存在见证到就系从我哋见证到佢出嚟。
Jesus is incarnate in the world today. How? By his body. We are that body.
耶稣是在道成肉身，在这个世代的里面，在这个肉身的里面，是怎样？就在我们的肉身的里面。
What is beginning to come out of this?
我们开始看到什么呢？
The Apostle Paul says, Christ in you. That is what the church is about. Christ is in you.
所以，使徒保罗跟我们讲到话，基督在你们里面，这个就是这个意思。
We are the manifestation of Christ in the world today as the church.
我们就是基督耶稣在这个世界上，在这个教会里面所表现出来的身体。
When people see us, they ought to see Jesus.
当人见到我们的时候，他们应该看到耶稣基督。
After all, if I see your body, if I see your body, I am seeing you. You can't deny that your body is part of you.
但是其实我们当我们看到你的时候，我们看到你的身体的，我是看到你自己，你不能够同我话你不是的。
If I see your hand, I am seeing you.
如果我看到你的手，我是看到你。
Therefore, I do not say I only see you when I see your head.
所以我不能够说我只能够我是看到你的，假如我见到你的头的话。
You see, the Lord Jesus is the head, and we are the body, as Paul tells us.
所以你知道保罗同我哋提到耶稣基督就系嗰个头，我哋就系个身体。
And then we begin to see something wonderful happening.
所以我哋再继续嘅睇到一啲奇妙嘅事发生啦。
The Lord Jesus is saying something really wonderful. He is saying this: I'm going to give you a sign. And that sign will be the expression of the power of the resurrection.
耶稣基督跟我们提到，就话我要俾你一个迹象，嗰个迹象咧就表现到嗰个复活嘅能力喺嗰度。
The resurrection did not just happen 2,000 years ago.
复活唔系只系发生咗喺2,000多年之前。
The power of the resurrection is here and now, operating day by day in the world.
复活嘅能力系现在就喺呢度，每一日每一个时刻都喺呢度成长，喺呢度工作。
The power of the resurrection is what you and I can experience.
嗰个复活嘅能力就系你同我所能够经验到嘅。
The power of the resurrection is what I actually do experience. That is why I am a Christian.
嗰个复活嘅能力就系我实质上面我自己能够经验到嘅，就呢个原因就叫我成为基督徒嘅原因。
But the power of the resurrection is not something that when you just first become a Christian, then you know all about the power of the resurrection.
但系呢个复活嘅能力咧，唔系话你要做咗基督徒，咁你就开始认识到个复活嘅能力。
You will keep on knowing the power of the resurrection in your daily experience as you become a new person conformed to the image of Christ.
你会继续嘅认识到复活嘅能力喺你嘅生命嘅里边，当你咧有基督嘅形象喺你嘅里边，每日嘅生活喺佢嘅里边。
That is why in Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You mean the Apostle Paul doesn't know Jesus and doesn't know the power of his resurrection? Of course Paul knows Jesus. Of course Paul knows the power of his resurrection. But what he's saying is that I need to know more about it. You and I have not yet come to know everything there is to know and to experience. The word know here means experience the power of his resurrection. When we became Christians, we were beginning to experience that power to change us. To take us out of death into life. Today, the brothers and sisters who are being baptized are testifying to that very power.
今日嗰啲弟兄姊妹接受浸禮嘅，就係同我哋見證嗰個嘅能力。
You can see the change that is coming about in their lives.
你能夠睇到佢哋生命嘅改變。
You can see the sign of the resurrection in their lives.
你能夠睇到復活嘅跡象喺佢哋嘅生命嘅裏邊。
It's wonderful. In the pastoral ministry, there's a great privilege. You are very close to people in watching their spiritual development.
好奇妙嘅就係做一個牧者嘅時候，你會咧。
And I never cease to wonder and be amazed at God's transforming power. As I can see the lives of the people changed in front of my very eyes. But the beauty of it is that not only I can see it.
美麗的一點就是不單止我能夠見到。This
particular sign is visible to everyone, including the non-Christians.
這些跡象就每個人都能夠見到，連那些不是基督徒都能夠見到。
I interview the people before they are baptized.
我是見那些受浸的弟兄姊妹，當他們在他們未受浸之前。
And I ask them how they became Christians.
我問他們怎樣成為一個基督徒。And
it is really, you will notice immediately that in each case, somewhere along the line, it was that they saw the sign of changed lives in somebody else they knew. They could see the power of the resurrection. They say, this person, I knew him very well, and I noticed how he was completely changed, and I was so amazed by this change that I also began to be drawn to God.
啊，佢話我呢個人係咁奇怪，當佢睇到嗰個復活嘅能力喺呢個朋友嘅身上面，呢個人咧係完全嘅改變過嚟，所以我都願意咧係接受嗰個能力，接受嗰個喺我嘅生命嘅裏邊，我都係願意咧係更加嘅親近呢個復活嘅能力。
Can you see the sign of the resurrection operating in every period of time, in every age?
你能唔能夠睇到喺每一個世代裏邊嗰個復活嘅能力喺度工作咧？
That was now we begin to see exactly what the Lord Jesus promised to this generation. It is not a miracle that you see that changes the person. That is to say, that some sick person was healed. You see many people who have seen miracles or heard about miracles, but it doesn't affect them much. It may affect them to some extent. But nothing affects them so powerfully as the seeing of a changed life. Now that is exactly what the power of the resurrection is about. For when we talk about a changed life, what are we talking about? It is to pass, as the Apostle Paul, from death to life. A person's change is that he is taken out of the power of sin, where death is, to the power of life, where righteousness is. If he becomes a completely new person, does it mean he becomes a perfect person? No, it doesn't mean he becomes perfect. And this we must say carefully. Now there you see the point of the comparison with Jonah again. The sign was not to be just in Jesus himself, the sign was to be in his church. The church is comparable to Jonah. The church can be compared with Jonah.